Yo, 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 it's the P-Dot Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to the episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast, Season 7, Episode 135. That's 135. 135. Hey, let's go. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to an episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. I am your host, the P-Dot Show, and you already know, let's go. Today's episode is called What Reality Looks Like. What Reality Looks Like. And you already know, let's go. Welcome back, man. Welcome back to another episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. I'm so glad to be back. You know, I love doing this. I love doing this, man. You know, I love having my own show. I love the support that you all show to the show. I can say that this show has brought many opportunities that have brought me into rooms and situations that have helped me understand what reality looks like. And today's episode is called What Reality Looks Like, but what does your reality look like for you? And I asked that question because I want to actually interact with people of the show today. So I will be, you know, if I see certain questions and things that I can put into the show, I will do that. So we switching it up just a little bit today because I had to come to the realization over the past few months that my reality may look different, might look different for, you know, your reality may look different every single day. But it's all about your perspective and how you apply yourself into the things that you want. So today is day what? Day 397 of me running in a row. And as I'm sitting back and I'm like, man, I've really ran. This Sunday, I make 400 days. 400 days of me just running every single day, no matter what was going on in my life, no matter what I was going through, no matter how I felt. I knew, fact of the matter is that I set forth a reality that I wanted for myself. I set forth a reality that I wanted to inspire others. I set forth a reality that I wanted to have my kids be inspired by. It's an amazing, great feeling when your kids brag about you, even when you're not around. And Farrah's teacher had mentioned to me that Farrah had bragged about, you know, her daddy runs marathons and he rides his bike 100 miles in the course of a day. You know, I ran every single day for a year straight. These are the things that I love, that it brings me joy, right? And over the past few months, I've had a lot of hard, harsh realities that I've had to come across and I've had to deal with. And if you've been listening to this show, I gave you an in-depth analysis of how I do things and how you should apply the ways and means of your life when it comes to people and who you surround yourself with. I kind of just gave you an analogy of if you have a credit card and your friend is the credit card and they want to charge the card, but you're the person who gave them the allowance. You gave them the $1,000 limit, right? And when I say that, sometimes when people charge you and they keep swiping, they keep taking from you, you may not be able to fully pay that card off. You might have to give that person a minimum balance. And I treat my life as such, especially nowadays, where if I can't meet you where you're at, I can give you a piece of me until you get there. And when I say when I need you to get there, I want us to be on the same page. There may be people in your life right now that you have to give the minimum balance to. That's what reality is. That's what reality looks like. If you take the feeling and the emotion out of some of the things that you may go through with these people that you love, because like I told you before, my mom always says love isn't love until you show it. So don't let stubbornness stay in the way of what you say what love is. Don't let that be the harsh reality that you have to deal with, and that's what your reality looks like. There are many things that go through my mind when I'm running. And I run a lot. I've ran well over 1,000 miles within last year. And I'm taking my time this year just running a mile a day, you know, just making sure I stay consistently consistent. But there are things that I've had to deal with and things that I must still handle, but I can only give the minimum balance. I defer the payments until it's a reasonable time for me to have this as my reality. Sometimes that works for people, sometimes it doesn't. So think about the people in your life who don't have the same reality that you have. They're living in different worlds when it comes to finances, when it comes to love, when it comes to, you know, proper preparation for things, being taught financial literacy. You know, having that zip code mentality is what some people's realities are, and they don't realize that yet. But you have been given the tools and the people who, you know, you surround yourself with. You may have to reposition yourself in order to get to where you need to go. If you take the you know, selfishness may have a bad connotation to it, but sometimes you need to be selfish in order to get to where you need to go. You may need to step away and give the minimum balance. You can't pay off. That's not like American Express. You got to pay all this off, you know, at the end of the month. No, this is where, you know, success looks different for everybody. Your credit utilization looks different than everyone else's. You may have the same type of score, but you took a different path to get to where you're at. That's what reality looks like. If you take the bad connotation into selfishness and you look at it for what it's worth, take the feeling and the emotion of it out and understand that every relationship is reciprocal. But sometimes you may need to be selfish in order to grow somewhere else. You only bloom where you planted. So the thing is this, sometimes to get out of the maze, you got to, like, to get out of the maze, you got to know that you're in it. That's the way you can make it out. And the harsh reality of some people is say, you know what, I can't reposition my relationship with my sister. I can't reposition my relationship with my cousin. You may have to. I told you, as long as you have a cafeteria mindset, you can all be in the same room. You don't have to eat at the same table. So if this person is draining, you realize that your reality is being drained. You may not look at it as such, and you may not tell yourself as such, but I told you all the time, your brain is always listening. And when your brain is always listening, your mouth, this thing right here, is what brings forth prosperity, consistency, or it could be complacentness. You know, you're just being complacent. Like, and it's like procrastination. You have to make sure you don't enable these things within yourself, because you are a reflection of the people you surround yourself with. And if all you're doing is enabling all of the qualities that you have that have not got you anywhere from where you want to be, that got you to where you want to be, think about who you're surrounding yourself with. Reposition those people. Don't allocate as much time to these people, because their reality is that they're content. And some people, and that's fine. You don't, that doesn't have to have a bad rap, because they're content with where they're at. I'm not content in where I'm at right now. I'm doing good for myself, but I can always do better. I told you, build you up a team. It's just like building a house. If I'm the electrician, I may have a carpenter, a landscaper. I told you, I've given you these examples before, but it's always important to understand what I'm saying, because I say these things over and over again because I mean it. I told you, love ain't love until you show it. The last week's episode, conditional love and loyalty. I don't love on condition. I love unconditionally, but I will reposition you. I still love you enough to understand that every relationship is reciprocal. Like E.T. said, when the ground needs, the grass needs the water to grow, that's the relationship that they have with each other. Like, everyone is being used in a way. So take the bad connotations to being used and being selfish, and understand that those are just words, and it's all about your perspective and how you give them power and how you maneuver throughout life. So when I know that I have to make things happen in a certain capacity, I'm consistent in what I tell myself, because I know my brain is always listening. My ears are always on. So when you say things that I can do this, you are telling your brain that things, your brain will give you reality of 10 things that you have accomplished. And that's a dopamine effect of positivity. That's a dopamine effect of like, whoa, I have upward mobility within myself to keep going, to keep getting stronger. But when you say I can't do these things, or, you know, your brain is listening. It's just like your phone. It listens to that command. This is what reality looks like. Your brain is just like the phone that you command every single day. Every time you give that phone a command, it does what you tell it to do. When you say that I can't do that, I can't do this, you're giving your brain commands and saying what I can't do and what you won't finish. And I told you, people only get upset at the things they don't finish. Remember I said before, people don't care about what you do until you don't do what you're supposed to do. If you say you're supposed to be going to school, you say you're supposed to be going to work, you're supposed to be doing things with your kids, it don't matter. People don't care about it, but let you not do those things, then they remind you of the things that you didn't finish. And people don't like being reminded of the things that they never finished. Do you think for 1 second that I talk, like, I always say fat pat, but it's a real thing. I said I couldn't do those things. I couldn't. You think I could have said I was going to run a marathon? I was going to bike 100 miles on my bike 3 times? Like, I was going to run as many half marathons as I want? You think, well, it was December 7th, 2021. I got up. I was at work. And I, you know, people who aren't familiar with the story, let me tell you a little bit about this. Like, this is what reality looks like. If you start saying you can do certain things, I guarantee you it takes 21 days to keep telling yourself these things and it becomes a habit. Now you can have a positive effect on yourself, a positive effect on your life. So when I was at work one day, December 7th, 2021, and I said, man, I was in meetings all day. And I was just like, you know what? It was one of those days where I said, I just need to clear my mind. No pun intended to clear my fitness, but that's what it was. I need to clear my mind. So I left work and I went to go run a half marathon just because I can, just because I said I can do it. And when I actually did it, I set a personal record that day. I ran in like an hour and 35 minutes, just like that, just because I said I could do it. And then I went back to work. This is all documented. So if you want to go look at my Instagram, you can go look at the dates. You can go see this. I did that. I do these things, but I only can do these things because I tell myself that I can do it. So when I actually say these things, it actually happens. This is what reality looks like. Stop living in this falsehood of false fantasies that you have and only want to be told all of the good things that you do well. Well, there's other things that you do, but there's constructive criticism, but only take it from your sacred circle. You're too busy thinking about what everyone else is thinking about, and they don't think highly of themselves. But if you contain yourself with people who think highly of themselves, who want to see you win, even if we're not at the same table, this is what reality can look like for you. You can be prosperous. You can be motivating. You can be inspiring. But this is what reality looks like. Build up your team in order to go to where you need to go. I told you. I love you enough to reposition you, but I still want to see you win. I will not count you out of my life. I won't move you all the way out, because just because we're not on the same page at the same time don't mean I won't love you in the long haul. So don't make long-term decisions on short-term feelings. You may be feeling this way today, but you may not feel that way tomorrow. Just like the same analogy, like, don't judge the man from where he stands because you don't know where he came from. He might have been on the viaduct yesterday, but now he's up the street tomorrow. You don't understand. Everyone has a time. This is what reality looks like. 21 days to form a habit. I told you, if you start believing in these things and start saying it, have God on your side, put him first and foremost before anything else. I'm telling you right now, there will be a different way that you can approach life, and the way that you approach it can be a way that's just always uplifting, always motivating, always inspiring. This is what I live for. This is why I get up every single day. I pray and meditate. And when I pray and meditate, I jot things down. I jot ideas down. I start writing the show. When I'm running, I'm coming up with ideas. I write for other people. These are things that, like, come into my head because I'm just a full content person every single day. I get inspired by everything. I can get inspired just because I got up and stretched today. Well, and I love my youngest, Carly. The other day, I had to remind myself that my reality may not look like it does today if I don't take care of the present Patrick in order to be there for the future Patrick. Every morning when she gets up, we woke up the other morning, she's nestled right up under my arm. But when she gets up in the morning time, before she'll say, good morning, Daddy, I love you, you know, and we say our affirmations to each other. But one thing that she will do is that she stretches. And I mean, and she gets the that good stretch in, almost as if she's like put in 12 hours of work, you know. But what I had to realize is what the reality is for my children is that they're growing people. And I must give them the same grace that I give myself. So I can't have a harsh reality for my kids when I'm giving myself more grace and I'm not giving them enough. They're growing people. This is what their reality looks like. She gets up every morning to stretch. That's the first thing she does. And stretching is a vital part of waking up in the morning time. And I learned that through my three-year-old. I'm like, whoa, let me start stretching in the morning time. So I pray, I meditate, I stretch, and then I get my day started. And then I'm up running at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, depending on how I feel. Or I may switch it up because I need to see different views of life at different times of the day. So if I may get up to run at 4 in the morning, or I may wait to 4 in the afternoon, or I may wait to 9 o'clock at night, just so I can be inspired and motivated by different things. Your brain works in many ways, and this is what reality looks like. You can come up with many ideas, many things, if you keep your mind intrigued, if you keep your mind going. Like, I'm telling you, tell yourself the thing that you can do, because when you believe in yourself, you believe in God, you have all the things that's necessary to go to the next level. And it's just, I'm just telling you this. This is something that the reality of all things is that you must believe in yourself. You believe in yourself, you can go far. I'm telling you before, there's no way I would have thought Patrick, Fat Pat, Patrick, all the names that I have for him, but I love who I am, and I love what I've brought to the table, because what I'm doing right now is I'm inspiring myself, but I'm inspiring the masses. I'm helping people understand that whatever you say, you can do. Words I spell, so when you speak, you spell out. So when you say I can do this, you are telling your brain, yes, I can do this, and it will give you 10 realities of the things that you finish, and that dopamine effect will have you continue the process. It'll be a process continued, a process earned, not just given, but well-deserved. But don't get so caught up in only hearing the positive affirmations of things, because I told you before, just have your sacred circle around you. You don't need all these other people who don't even think highly of themselves. They love what you do, but they just don't know that you do it yet. But you must think more of yourself rather than thinking more of their opinions. You're giving more fuel and fire to their opinions than what you feel about yourself. Come on. Let's go. It's more to it. You just got to get to doing it and do it for 21 days straight. Make it a habit, because you got a lot of habits. Even myself, I had a lot of habits that I was attaining, not realizing what I was doing. It was being detrimental to myself. I was attaining detrimental habits. So you got to understand where you're coming from, because I told you before, just like I just said a couple minutes ago, you don't judge the man from where he stands because you don't know where he came from. People don't know your story, but you must put it out there in order for people to understand where you're at. People love what you do. They just don't know that you do it. There's a lane for everybody to have. This is what reality looks like. Your reality is what you make of it and the people you surround yourself with while you're doing it. Know that I love you, man. And there's nothing that you can do about that. This is episode 135. Let's go. Come on. I love y'all, man. This is 397 days of me running in a row every single day, no matter what I've gone through. And Lord knows I've gone through a whole lot. A whole lot, mentally, physically, emotionally. So you ask yourself, how much can you afford? When you know that if you have a budget, and you know you can't go over this budget, you need to apply that same energy to the people in your life. I have a budget for people. There are certain things that I can deal with on certain weeks, because I might not be where you're at, but I can get to where you're going. But we got to get there at a steady pace. Progress is progress as long as you're getting something done. John always said, I'd rather have a small win than a big loss any day. So if you take that and you apply that to your life, you're applying pressure. And if you apply the pressure the proper way, I'm telling you, you'll love the finish, because the journey is just as beautiful as the destination. But you got to believe that. You got to understand where you're going. You can't stop asking for things that you're not prepared for. I told you, when you ask God for things, he's going to give you opportunities to flourish. You ask God for more money, he's going to give you opportunities to amass the amount of money that you need. You ask God for a new job, he's going to start giving you characteristics and different things about yourself that you can learn, that you can be inspired, and then you can learn the process of whatever it is to where you need to go. You have the proper credentials to what you need, for what you need, for what you want to do. Let's go. Come on. You ask for these opportunities and they're there for you, but you got to believe in it. You got to trust the process. Know that I love you, man. This is day 397. Again, 397 days. I'm going to make a decision in the next couple of days. Hopefully by next week's episode, I'll have an answer for you guys, because I think I may be ending my run streak this weekend. I'm not 100% sure yet, but I'm about 70% made up. My mind is 70% made up. I have the half Ironman this year, so that's another reason why I think that I may need to cut back from all of the excessive running that I've been doing and get to training for this half Ironman. For those who don't know, the half Ironman would consist of 1.1 miles of swimming, 56 miles of biking, and then 13.1 of running. So yeah, the half Ironman is coming up. I'm about to start training for that. It'd be around my birthday. My birthday is May 23rd. I want to say the event is May 25th. So I may end the run streak this weekend. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. But if I do, and when I do, you guys will be the first to know. But I also say Sunday is day 400. That'd be 400 days of consecutive running. I haven't missed a day. God has been good to me. He's always been good to me, and he's brought me through things that I've never thought that I can get through. But it's up until I started to believe in the process, to believe in God even more, that what's to come is better than what's been. And on that note, know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And there's nothing that you can do about it.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.